Praise the Lord, everybody. Aren't you glad to be in the house of the Lord this evening? Amen. The Bible instructs us to praise Him according to His excellent greatness. I wish for just a moment that you would worship God according to how great He's been to you. Come on, for every time He's made a way, every prayer He's answered, every miracle you performed, for every sin you washed away, I give you praise. I give you honor and glory, oh God. You're a great and mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this building right now. Hallelujah. We worship you, mighty God. You're worthy of all of our praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. You're great and awesome, Lord. We worship you tonight, oh God. Amen, amen. It feels good in the house of the Lord. What an honor it is to worship God with you. And I give honor to your pastor, his family, love and appreciate them so very, very much. Amen. And I'm so thankful. There's nothing like the church. I thank God for the church. Amen. I really do. I'm so appreciative for the opportunity to get together with people of like precious faith and worship God together. We're a blessed people tonight. I'll take it a step further than that. Not only are you blessed, you're extremely wealthy. I know somebody's thinking, well, you don't know what my check. No, I don't know what your checking account looks like. But true wealth is determined by the things you have that money can't buy. And you can't buy what you feel in the house of the Lord. You can't buy, amen, what we experience when we come together to worship the Lord. We're blessed people tonight. Amen, amen. So I better get into the word of the Lord before I preach 2, 3, 4 messages here tonight. Amen. The book of Hebrews, chapter number 13, a familiar verse of scripture, verse number 8. Hebrews 13 and 8. The word of the Lord says, Jesus Christ, I could just stop right there. I could just preach from that right there. That's all you need. He's everything you need. Jesus Christ. Somebody say, Jesus Christ. The same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. The same yesterday and today forever. Bear with me. My title is almost as long as this verse is. But I want to preach about things that you'll never hear God say. Amen. Things you'll never hear God say. One more time. Can we lift our hearts, our minds, our faith? I believe the Lord wants to do something mighty in our midst tonight. Why don't we just lift our voices in faith together right now? Lord, I'm so thankful for your presence, your power, your anointing that's in this building. Lord Jesus, I pray your blessing upon every family, every individual, every household represented here tonight. Lord, you've anointed the worship. You've anointed the musicians and singers. Your word is anointed. Lord, anoint us to receive from you and respond to the moving of your spirit, that your will would be accomplished in this house tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. One more time, would you give the Lord a hand clap? A praise and thanksgiving. Amen, amen. God bless you. You can be seated for a few moments. I think you would agree with me tonight. Some of you I've never met, but I think I could safely say that you would agree with me that our God is an awesome God. Amen. He's a powerful and mighty, mighty God. We serve a God who he never had a predecessor, nor will God have a successor. Amen. Heaven's throne will never be vacated because God will never step down and his kingdom will never be overthrown. There's never been a time when God was not God. Neither will there be a time when God will cease to be what he is right now. I know people have their opinions. The scientists, evolutionists would like to convince you and I that we are the product of some evolving process, that our ancestors had the ability to naturally swing from trees. Amen. I've done some angler research. I don't think any of my ancestors could do that. Amen. But the Bible settles all the issues about the existence of man and God. A man, it says, that God created man in his own image. He breathe into him the breath of life, and he became a living soul. But of God, it says, before the mountains ever brought forth, before the sun, before he formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Not only is there a God, but I'm convinced by study and revelation in the script that there's only one God. Because this God, who is omniscient or all-knowing, made the statement, asked the question, and answered it. He said, is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. There have been many pretenders, many that aspire or pursue positions of deity, but all of them failed. You could go down the list. Alexander the Great, King Tut, Adolf Hitler, Julius Caesar. The list goes on and on. But no false God. There have been false gods and images that have been worshipped by men, but from Ammon to Zeus, there is no God like the God you and I feel right now. Dagon couldn't even stay together in the presence of the Almighty, because no false God has ever healed a fever brow. No false God has ever made the lame to walk and made the blind to see and the dumb to speak. No false God cleansed the leper, straightened withered hands. Amen. Put the winds and waves to sleep. No other God purchased salvation. But we know who we worship tonight. And while goldsmiths and sculptors have designed deities and worshipers have bowed down to them, before time ever began, before day and night were defined, before bodies of water washed up on the shore, before Adam took his first breath, before there were angels to behold him, eyes to behold him, voices to praise him, hands to applaud him, God said before the day was, I am he. He is God. And God alone. Amen. Unlike the Babylonians, I don't have to use my own material to make a God. I don't have to pick him up Sunday morning, dust him off for Tuesday night Bible study. Amen. Getting ready for Sunday morning worship. I don't have to cry from morning till moon till evening to get a response. But as soon as I say his name, when I whisper the name Jesus, he bends down to hear what I've got to say. When I say that name, angels step in. When I say that name, demons tremble. When I say that name, peace overwhelms me, and the power of God is present. I wish somebody just say that name right now. Come on, there's power in that name. Something can happen while you're saying that name. You can be healed while you speak that name. You can receive the Holy Ghost while you're speaking. Amen. I could get up here and give you just a list of all kind of famous names tonight. Amen. I could go down the list. We could start, I don't know, wherever you want to start. Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden, Bezos, Musk, Gates, whatever you want to, but none of those things will help us. But when you say the name of Jesus, amen, there's something about his name. Amen. I know cancer is a name, leukemia is a name, hypertension is a name, but there is a name that is above every name. And at the mention of that name, something miraculous happens. Amen. He is God and God alone. There is none like him, none beside him. Amen. We live in a world that is constantly changing. Every day there's changes on the political scene, changes in styles and fads and cost of living and changes in weather, changes in technology, but I'm glad when I woke up this morning, there was something, or rather someone, who had never changed. It's the theme of my opening text. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's almost impossible for us to comprehend that, because the only things that change are the things that are affected by time. But God is not affected by time. He created time, amen, before he's older than time itself. He lives outside of its realm. He lives outside of its effects. And because he is older and greater than time, God never looks over his shoulder and reminisces about the good old days. He knows about history. He's the God of history, but history doesn't control him. On the contrary, time affects you and I. Oh, it got quiet. Let me rephrase that so I don't offend anybody. Time's affected me. I don't know what it's done to you. It's affected my appearance, my physique, my vision, my memory, amen, my strength, my ability. Some of us, I better not look up right now, but some of us remember when we were stronger and lighter and healthier and, oh, I got some amens on that. And prone to beat people of the past, we are constantly reminiscing about the way things used to be. You didn't take long to get in a conversation, and you'll hear somebody say, I remember when I had more time and more energy. I could do this and I could do that. But God never reminisces over what he once was. God doesn't look over his shoulder and say, I remember when. You will never hear God say, at one time I could part the Red Sea, but not now. You'll never hear him say, I remember when I had the ability to make man and feed a multitude, but that was back in my prime. You'll never hear him say, once I made a water come out of a rock, but I don't know if I could do it again. You'll never hear him say, early in my existence, I could open deaf ears and give sight to the blind. You'll never hear him say, when my hands were strong, I could bless and break fish and bread and feed a multitude. You'll never hear him say, when I had the resources, I could keep a cruise of oil and a meal barrel supplied. What I'm trying to say is, ladies and gentlemen, God is not in declining health. God is not past his prime. God is not time worn. He's never said, I can't. He's never said, I don't know how. He doesn't say, amen, I don't know what to do. He's never lost a battle. Amen, he's perfect. He's never retracted a statement. He said it and it is done. He's never called in sick. He's never been disabled. He's never been put in a corner. And God has never, ever failed. I'm saying anything God's ever done before, he can do it again. Anything he's ever done anywhere else, he can do it right here tonight. Anything he's done for anybody else, God can do it for you. I feel Holy Ghost in this house. You are no longer hemmed in by your own limitations. You are connected to and worshiping a God that has unlimited power. Oh, I wish somebody would give him praise right now. I feel the presence of the Lord in this house. Even the walls around them were made of water. No roof had collapsed, but it felt like the sky had, because that northern valley acted like a wind tunnel, compressing squalls on the lake. Waves as tall as 10 feet were quite common. And the Bible said that Jesus is up on the mountain in prayer, and the disciples are in a boat in fear. They're far from land. They're fighting the waves. It's the last watch of the night. It's 3:00 in the morning. The disciples are questioning their chances of survival. Where is Jesus? It was his idea. He told us, get in the ship, go to the other side. Is God anywhere near? And from out of that storm comes a clear, unmistakable, undeniable voice. Because when you move with God, God always shows up. And so with a wet robe, rain stinging his face, the waves lapping at his feet, Jesus said to them, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. That's what the King James Version says. But the little translation of that verse is, courage, I am. Courage, I am. And what Jesus shouted to them, I feel like he's whispering to somebody here tonight. Take courage, I am. The words are familiar because we heard them coming from a burning bush on the backside of the wilderness. I am that I am. I am self-existent. Amen. The greatest man in the world can only say, by the grace of God, I am what I am. But God says, I am all by myself. I don't need your matches. I'm a consuming fire. I don't need your map. I'm the way, the truth, the life. I don't need your electricity. I'm the light of the world. I don't need your medicine. I'm the great physician. I don't need your well. I'm the source of living water. What God is, he's always been and will remain. And while some are prisoners to their past, I know other people that are always waiting for some fleeting fulfillment in their future. Someday, I'll get married. Someday, I'll graduate from high school. Someday I'll be successful. Someday I'll retire. Someday I'll be debt free. But God's not sitting in the heavens tonight fantasizing about some lofty power and capacity that he may one day acquire, because you will never hear God say, someday I'll be bigger. Someday I'll be better. Someday I'll be more powerful Sunday morning than I am tonight. I'll be more dependable. I'll be more God. Amen. Hear me right now. God's not under preliminary testing. God's not getting in working order. God's not advancing in his ability. If I can say it this way, God's not in training. Amen. Amen. Water cannot be any wetter than it is. Wind cannot be windless. And neither can God be more God than he is right now. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. God's not going to be more powerful Sunday than he is right now. He's all the God he's ever been, all the God he's ever going to be. So whatever you need, God can do it tonight. Whatever you desire, God can do it tonight. He's got all power right now. I know it's Tuesday night Bible study, but I believe somebody could be healed tonight. I believe somebody could receive the Holy Ghost tonight. I believe somebody could get a breakthrough. How do you know it? Because he's the same. He's got all the power. All God needs is for my expectation to come in agreement with his ability. He's the I am. Somebody shout, I am. Hallelujah. He's the I am, not the I once was, or not the someday I'll be, but the I am. I don't have to worry about my past. He's covered that with his blood. I'm not worried about tomorrow. He's already there and worked out my victories. But I'm preaching to somebody who's holding on to a word God gave you. A long time ago, I felt this today in prayer. Amen. You've been holding on. And I felt the Holy Ghost whisper to me, weeping may endure for the night, but joy's coming in the morning. You hold on. God's going to keep the word that he gave you. You've been questioning God, is it going to happen? Hear me. Do not lose sight of what God can do because of what he hasn't done yet. God still got the power. God still got the ability, and he's going to keep his word to you. Amen. I serve a God who is, for he that cometh to God, Hebrews 11:6 says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, not that he was, not that he will be, but you got to believe right now. I'm looking for somebody in this building that believes that he is right now. That he is right now. So determined to say it long enough and loud enough to get our attention, the Lord chorused a two-word phrase. It's two words from Genesis to Revelation. He kept saying it over and over. I am. Abraham, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. I am the Lord that brought you out. Jacob, I am the Lord your dwelling. Israel, I am the Lord that sanctifies you. Solomon, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. Isaiah, I am the Lord and that's my name. Joel, I'm your dwelling in Zion. Malachi, I am the Lord, I change not. Matthew, I am with you always, even to the end. John, I am the bread of life. I'm the bread that came from heaven. I'm the light of the world, the door of the sheep, the good shepherd. I'm the resurrection, the light, the way, the truth, the life. I am the true vine. I am in my Father. My Father in me. Saul, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. John the Revelator, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. I'm the root and the offspring. I'm the bright and the morning star. I can live without an iPhone and an iPad, but I can't take a breath without the I am. And I feel him in this building right now. Oh, somebody worship this I am. Come on, he is your shepherd, you shall not want. He is my rock, I shall not be moved. He is my salvation. When there is no hope, he is. When there is no answer, he is. When there is no way, he is. When there is nobody, he is. The only time the I am is referred to as the I was is in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and hell. He's still able to attend weddings and turn water into wine. He's still able to turn funerals into parades. I've read all 774,746 words in this book, and I never found a phrase where God said, I'm sorry, I can't do it anymore. I don't have the ability, the resource, the power. I don't know how to do that. I wish I could help you, but every time I open this book, all I find is phrases like, ask anything in my name, I'll do it. With God, all things are possible. If you have faith as a mustard seed, say to this mountain, be removed, and it shall be done. My ear is not heavy, my arm is not short. My grace is sufficient. Repent and be baptized, and you will receive the Holy Ghost. Draw nigh to me, and I will draw nigh to you. I am. Amen. He's in this building. Amen. Somebody needs to take assurance of the fact that God is right now. You're asking. I feel the Holy Ghost. God, is anybody able to heal my body? And he says, I am. Anybody able to forgive me of my past? I am. Anyone able to make a way for me? I am. Anybody able to heal my family? I am. Anybody able to help me through this valley? I am. Anyone able to help me bear my burdens? I am. He's walking these aisles, tapping somebody on the shoulder, because you've been asking, God, are you going to save my family? I am. God, are you going to save my companion? I am. God, are you going to restore my joy tonight? I am. God, are you going to fill me with your spirit tonight? I am. He's a right now God. And I feel him in this building, in this moment. I wish you would lift your hands and your voice for just a moment and recognize that God is in this building with all power, with all ability. And because he's here right now, you don't have to leave the way you walked in. God's not here to respond to your prayer saying, I wish I could help you. Come back Sunday and maybe I'll do it. But no, God's saying, I'm here to do it right now. Amen. Much of the Bible talks about where Jesus was. He was in a manger, in a ship, in a synagogue, in a house, in a tomb. But tonight we're not reminiscing where he was. We're celebrating where he is. He is here right now with healing in his hand. He is healing with deliverance. He is here with power. Whatever you need, God is in this building right now. Why don't you tell him what you need right now? Why don't you tell him what you need from him in this building right now? Let's entertain the Holy Ghost. I feel a tug of the Spirit right now. There is nothing we sang about in this service already. There is nothing too hard. There is nothing he cannot do for you. He just needs you to believe that he is able right now. Amen. If you believe God created the world and you believe he's coming again, amen, you got the faith to believe that God can do it right now. Hallelujah. You're saying, how long would it take for God to answer me? He said, before you call me, I will answer. While you're speaking, I will hear you. He's saying, right now, if you believe, I'll heal your body. Right now, if you'll believe, I will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Right now, if you'll be anointed with oil, if you'll worship me, I'll give you victory. I am the right now, the God that is here to help you in this moment. Would you slip your hand in the air? Would you lift your voice? Would you stand with me right now? I feel the tug of the Spirit of God in this building. There's a miracle in this house. There's an answer in this house. There's healing power. Hallelujah. There's miracle power here tonight. Amen. There's healing power here tonight. How do you know that? Because God's here. He's got the power to do anything. He's got the ability to do anything. I wonder if there's somebody in this house, amen, who would just step out and say, I believe that God is right now my healer. I believe right now he is my way maker. I believe right now he is the forgiver of my sin, that he will fill me with his spirit. If you need a miracle from God right now, if you need a prayer answered, I'm challenging you to step out of your seat to this altar. Amen. And come lift your hands and begin to worship God. God's in this building. Anything you need can happen for you right now. Maybe all is well in your world, but there's some people at this altar that need God to do something and believes that God can do it right now. I wish you'd stretch your hands and your faith or join up with them right now. I feel a miracle in this building. It's not too late for God to answer your prayer. It's not too far gone that God can't turn it around. It's not so impossible that God can't fix it. If you're here tonight and you don't have the Holy Ghost and you want it, it's yours right now. You can have it right now. All you've got to do is come to this altar. Ask God, Lord, forgive me. Wash me, cleanse me. Amen. Wash me, Lord. God, fill me with your Spirit. And while you are worshiping him, the power of the Holy Ghost will fall on you. Come on, he's here to do it right now. He's here to do it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He's moving in this moment right now. Come on, tell him what you need. Tell him what you want. If it's appropriate, reach over to somebody next to you and pray for them right now. The Holy Ghost is moving in this house. The Spirit of God is moving in this sanctuary right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I call you, Lord, 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 Lord,